Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schluss for Moshe Ben Peshedina or Shmuel Ben Yamatish Narachaleya. They should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yideyem. Sweetest friends, we're going to be learning B'siyata Dishmaya, Maimer of the Shem Yishmuel, on Parashat Shlach, on page Reshiyat Aleph of the Shem Yishmuel, on Sefer Bamidbar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ad Mosai Le'edo Haro HaZos. How long is it going to be with this evil group who brought back a negative report about Eretz Yisrael, the spies? V'yesh Lahavin asks the Shem Yishmuel, I don't understand. Eido is a Loshon Chashivus. In Reb Chaim Vital, he writes, Eido is Miloshon Adi. Adi is a Tachshit. Today they call girls Adi. It's a girl's name. But it means a jewel. So why are you calling this group of bad guys an Eida? V'eich yargiv shem Eida imra. How are you putting together this Eida with something evil? Eida is positive. V'nira lefarei shal pima shegit kvoid kedushas avi adoini moiri v'rabi zecher tzadik l'chaye olam haba. So I want to say, says the Heilig Hashem Yishmuel, in the name of my holy father, the Avnei Nezer Reb Avram of Sochetshov, Migdoile Charife Goine Tzadike Rabbeinu Poilin, B'tam Mashe Elisha Koas Kolkach Al Gechazi. Right, Gechazi, Elisha miraculously heals Gechazi. Elisha miraculously heals Naaman, and he doesn't want to take anything, and then Gehazi runs after him and takes gifts. B'tama she'Elisha kos kol kach al Gehazi b'choratz alav oynesh mar kol kach al dvar hakesef shelokach min Naaman. Why was he so severe with Gehazi, the servant of Elisha? Why was Elisha so strict with him? And he gave him such a strict punishment for the money that he took from Naaman. And he was punished with Tsaras. Why such a strict punishment? After called Gonet Film Israel, Achamrein Mishalim Ela Kefil. Normally, when you steal, even if you steal, it's only Kefil. A person has to pay double. But here, such a strict Onesh. For what? Taking some gifts. Dinei Amruzal, the rabbis tell us at the beginning of Medrash Rabbah and Bereishis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and he created the world. Hibit b'Torah baris ha'olam. So the whole Seder of Teva is the Seder of the Torah. When you look at nature, looking at the Torah, because the Torah is the blueprint for the Bria, for the creation. V'amishanes ha'teva u'kulishina Seder ha'Torah. If somebody changes nature, he's changing the order of the Torah. How is it permitted for the prophets to do miracles? Miracles? Miracles! How is it permitted for the Nevi'im to do miracles and change Ma'aseh Bereishis? Because via Mishana the Teva, if you're changing nature, you're changing the Torah. Because nature is based on the Torah. So how can they do Nisim? So the rabbis tell us, Niyavamas Ayin Tes. Better uproot a letter of the Torah and the name of God will be sanctified publicly, and therefore is mutter for them to do nisim, for the Nevi'im to do miracles, in order that yizgadal v'yizgadash shmei rabah, that God's great name should be glorified and enhanced and praised. And therefore Gehazi, in the matter of Naaman, was the hefech of Kiddush Hashem. Because it looks like the Jews are just after his money. It's all we're about, the Jews' money. Don't Jew him, as they say, you know. Don't take money from him, don't cheat him. Chmona litzlan, what a chil Hashem. U'kechol ha'goyim v'neviyeim em beis Yehuda. In the house of Judah, it's like all the goyim. We're no better. What a terrible chil Hashem. In Ken Shuvai Silem Afrei Akiras Oisim Anatorah Belikid Hashem Shemayim. So here you ended up having a miracle. It's okay if there's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, but here a chil Hashem emerged, because from Elisha's miracle of healing Naaman, now Gehazi is punished. Now, Gehazi took money. So Echil Hashem emerges. V'alkein ra Elisha Shegehazi garam lo shiakru chas v'shom seder ha-Torah. So what happened? So we have a miracle changing nature, which is changing the Torah, which is only allowed to be done for a Kiddush Hashem. Here there was a Chil Hashem. So therefore, Elisha said, if I may quote Winston Churchill, there are some things up with which I will not put. Couldn't put up with it. Had to give him this serious punishment. Ad kan Torah divrei Avnei Nezer v'divrei pi chacham chein. Beautiful words. That's why he was so strict with him. So already, we already have in our hands a great zechidish. Beautiful. Ober medarv gaim veiter. Take the ball and run. V'ne yadua. This is bakant. Mashi isov v'shteit nirishalmin rosh hashana perek aleph halucha gimel. Shakadush baruchi mekayim ba'atzmos kol mitzvos ha-Torah. God keeps the Torah. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvosav. He sanctified us with his mitzvahs. Whatever that means. And therefore, all the nisim and the flows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, they have to be l'man kiddushimo yizbarach shema. They have to be for kiddushim shemayim. Because otherwise, it's being Oker Seder HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim the Torah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu now is in the framework of the Torah, so to speak. So if he changes nature, what is he doing? He's changing the Torah. And that can't be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah. So we said the only way you're allowed to change nature, which is changing the Torah, is for Kiddushim HaShemayim. So it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the Torah when he's changing nature, is only doing it the Kadishem Shemayim for the sanctification and glorification of his holy name. The Meraglim, they said that it's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshevel. They said this is a land that consumes its inhabitants. Why? Because wherever they went, they saw they were burying people. They said, this is like a fair little land. This is a terrible place to be. You come here and everyone's just dying. Everywhere you go, there's another funeral. They have that doomsmobile. You know the doomsmobile? Yeah, they have this big booming car going around Yerushalayim, telling us the latest person, Nebuchadnezzar, died. When the funeral is going to be where? Wherever they went, they heard these mobiles and they saw the funerals. A funeral here, a funeral there. A funeral everywhere. So they said, Eretz Ochelet Yoshevei. Eretz Yisrael is a place that consumes, it eats up those who live there, the inhabitants. Now, why did Hashem do this? It's like everything in life. It looks really bad, right? It looks scary, but it was for our good. Because it was to show us that it was that the Goyim, the Canaanites, would be busy with their Levayas, and they wouldn't pay attention to the Meraglim. They'd leave us alone. So it's really for our benefit. Now this is a nes that Tiyotze Miseder HaTeva. That wherever they go, their funerals, right? So this is out of nature, supernatural. So, what has to come out of something supernatural? A Kiddushim Shemayim. So you have to remember, this is the biggest yisod for life. Whenever God does a miracle, we better use it to talk about the wonders of Hashem. Otherwise, stam to be Mishana Teva. Has Shalom. Akopanim. Here, what had to emerge was that the Jews go back and they tell everybody, look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Hodu Hashem ki tov ki olam chasdo. Or as the Goyim say, praise the Lord. That's what had to come out of this, right? Because it's a Shinui Ateva. And what did they do? They went back and they said, it's terrible. It's Shrek L'chamatzuv. I don't know if they spoke so yeshivish, but you got to assume they did. They were Anashim Chashuvim. Most Anashim Chashuvim speak yeshivish. So they said, it's terrible matzv. Terrible matzv, don't Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Ochel is Yoshevei. We can't go. We can't go. We'll stay here. We'll stay in Flatbush. Flatbush is nice. America's good to us. We have our rights. We have the Constitution. We can pursue happiness. This is great. All men are equal, all women are equal. It's getting to the point now where all men are women, or women are men, or at least you can choose to be whatever you want. It's a great land. We live in Lakewoods. We want. They have, God forbid, we shouldn't need, but just in case, there are food stamps, there's welfare, there are all these government programs. There's a lot of help going around. Baruch Hashem, as the Satmar Rebbe called it, it's a Medina, it's a Malchus of Chesed. They do a lot of Chesed for us. Thank God, Trump administration, very pro-Jewish, or, to be a little bit more exact, very Jewish. Okay, things are good here in America, we'll stay, we like Teaneck, and we like Passaic. Things, Eretz Yisrael, I'm not saying Chas Shalom bad about people in Lakewood, or in Flatbush, or in Teaneck, or in Passaic. I love every last one of them. They're all beautiful people. All of them. I happen to know a lot of them, a good percentage, but not all of them. More in Teaneck than in Lakewood. In any event, they're all beautiful people. But I'm just using a little bit of an anachronism, if you will. I like that word, anachronism. That's what happened when I think in the movie The Ten Commandments, Charlton Heston was wearing a watch. He was Moses. And I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu was wearing a watch. Anyway, or he was or he wasn't, I don't know. But that would be an anachronism. Right, it's a little anachronistic, but I'm just, you know, saying, okay, so the Meraglim, okay, so they took one from here, one from there, and they said, no, we'll stay over here in Chutz La'aretz, we'll stay over here in the Midbar. Things are good here. We don't go to Eretz Yisrael. It's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshveha. It's a scary land. It's not kedai. It's not kedai to go to Eretz Yisrael. Here we have good, we have our kehila, we have our shuls, we have kosher food. Galore! Galore! You go into the brachs. Main oil mahaba. You can just buy and buy and buy and it doesn't cost you anything. Go to the cashier, take out a little piece of plastic, it's swiped, they give you the plastic back, and you take home your groceries. What a deal! Just give somebody plastic for 2 seconds to swipe, whatever that does. In any event, that's what they said. They said, we like it here. We like it here. We'll stay in the Midbar. Eretz Ocheles Yoshveha. We didn't come to Eretz Yisrael to die. Not what we want to do. And now we understand why they're called an Eda Ra. What's the Eda? The Eda is the Tachshitim. That's those jewels that God made, like so beautiful. These miracles, that's the Eda. But they're an Eda Ra, because they took the Eda, they took those jewels, they took those Tachshitim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does Nisim for us, V'lo Asachein L'chol Goy, and He does special Nisim for Klal Yisrael, V'niflinu Ani V'amcha Mikol O'am Asher Al Pnei Adama, Shmos 33, we're different than all the nations, and they transformed that into something negative. They took the Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us and they made it into something bad. Rachmana Litzlan. We do that also sometimes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something for us. Whatever He does, bad sin is good, right? And we say, no, this is bad for us and this is bad for us. It's good, Rabbi said. We just have to work myself also. Not, believe me, not only am I not better than anybody else, I'm probably much worse. So we have to just work on our moon and be mischazik. It's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. And everything came Shem Shemayim. But here it was Mamish Kvaldik. They're busy with their Avel, and Hashem does an ace, but they're an Eda Ra. They took the Eda, they took the Tachshit, they took the jewel, and they turned it into something negative. And that's Akiras Davarim in HaTorah. Because now this change of nature didn't bring Hashem Shankit Hashem Shemayim. So all it is uprooting the Torah. Uprooting nature is uprooting the Torah. And based on this, as is the derech of the tzaddikim and the ga'inim and the chassidim and the litoim, based on this you saw, now we can understand something else. Hashem says, Salachti kidvarecha, v'ulam chayoni v'yamolei kvayid Hashem es kol ha'aretz. So that's the tikkun. What's the tikkun? I'm soleach. And then God swears, and he says then his glory should fill the entire earth, because the Mor Nevuchim says that goydel sheb in a flows shenasu li Yisrael shein shum bir yochol lahatil sofik ben bulhar ben yasmodis Yisrael ben midbar boim shana v'lo mokum zera kol nisim kriyas yamsif chadome l'shaitem bilvad. So you want to say it's a one-time miracle for a few minutes, like kriyas yamsif. We can argue. 40 years in the desert. How do you last 40 years in a desert? You want to say the other miracles are kishuf, but 40 years to sustain a nation in the desert? That's misale kol kofir v'toin. That's what the Mor Nevuchim says. So vishinun's between us, there's still a few kofirim that the Jews were in the midbar b'yom shana. Can't help. But our tradition teaches us they were there 40 years, and how did they stay there? How did they stay there? Nisim and it flows. So in the Meraglim, what turns out that we were punished that we have to stay in the Midbar for 40 years, now a Kiddush Hashem emerges. Which is the whole point of the Meraglim in the first place, remember? There was a Kiddush Hashem who was supposed to be that their people in Eretz Yisrael were dying, so they were busy with their eulogies and funerals and mourning to save the Meraglim. And they transformed that into a Chil Hashem because they said it's Neretz Achelz Yoshevel. But now a Kiddush Hashem emerges. Because now the Jews, the tikkun is, the Jews are going to stay in the desert for 40 years. And God is going to sustain them. It's going to be a huge Kiddush Hashem. V'yamolei kvoid Hashem es kol haaretz. And now the glory of God is going to fill the earth. It's going to be a huge Kiddush Hashem. Pshat in the pasuk. So we're zeicha b'siyata d'shmaya to a beautiful Shem Yishmuel. And also to a lesson for life. And we should see the good in everything. We should bring a Kiddush Hashem whenever there's a nes. We should have to be publicized that nes and talk about it. So that the changing of nature shouldn't be for naught. There has to be a Kiddush Hashem. Mushiv techete akar ois achas min atar bi iskadish shem shemaim. A letter to her should be uprooted, but at least shem shemaim should be miskadish. The nes is the akiris os achas, and then they're relating the miracles of the Kiddush shemaim. So we should be zochem riz Hashem to see nisim in a flos until we're zochem. Karuv mamish, that hu yigalenu b'racham of shenis le'eni kol chay liyos lachem elokim. B'vias goyel tzedek b'mehiru v'yamein v'amein v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.